public comment in the room? Hearing none, I will close public comment and I would entertain a motion to accept the minutes.
Make a motion to approve the minutes, next.
And I will second that, motion carries. And now we move to D, and that's updates and roll.
Afternoon. So I just got a couple updates here, just more or less some photos of some of the project sites. I don't know if you guys have seen actually what the sites look like. First picture there on the screen you see is actually lift station four, village four, that's on Pine Hollow on both sides of lakes. Basically doing essentially a rehab there. Years ago when the lakes was being developed, this northern side, and they put this lift station in, some of the developers or builders of the homes or some of the DIYers in the neighborhood, I don't know, decided to put some concrete and some slurry and the cleanouts and the manholes, which pretty much plugged up one of our pipes in that lift station. We have three pumps and we have three pipes that come out of each one of those pumps, and decided to plug one of those up, and I think it was Village 4 that we tried cleaning one of those pipes out with our old vac truck and got the whole stuff down. The lift station operated fine with two pumps, but we really need to get that third pump coming. And then once we got that down, we got the wet well there, which is that circle in the center of the picture, we were able to take a look at the piping that comes off those pumps. If you go to the next picture, you can see the condition of that pipe.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Go for it.
The building to the left.
Yeah. The house. The
what's in that building?
Building to the left. That house with the solar?
That's not important.
That's a house.
Where are we?
Pine Hollow.
Oh, we're in Village 4. I'm just like apart. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, my bad.
The lakes.
I'm looking at this going, I don't recognize this. Mm-hmm. I haven't flown over it recently, but I know where you are now. My bad. I kept looking at Village 4 going, that's further out. Okay, I'm with you.
All right.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
So this picture here shows an idea of what the piping looks like that was inside that wet well. We were only going to change one of these elbows out, which is what that far left side is. You can actually see the hose stuck in that pipe from our back truck, actually. That's,
yeah.
We tried cleaning that pipe with the back truck with the jetter hose.
Well, that's a lot of corrosion.
Mm-hmm. On the outside of that pipe. The inside looked a lot worse. So. We replaced all three of the piping. It wasn't in the scope of work, but after looking at the condition of that one, we just said, can we just change all three of the stainless steel?
So in that picture, previous picture, where did that pipe come out of?
It's the center.
The square hole or the round circle?
The circle hole.
Okay.
Well,
we're not trying to put the round circle in the square hole.
That square right there is your valve box.
Okay.
So that's where you can do your bypassing and everything. So the hose, you see hoses coming out, that's what the current bypass is.
Okay.
And that's actually the manhole on the right hand side where the cones are. So we have hoses that go to the bottom of that manhole. What it's doing is sucking up basically all the waste oil in that bypassing, that center circle there, right in the center.
Okay.
Which is the wet well. That piping is what came out of that wet well, that center section. That's
okay.
Center circle there. But that square box there is actually where we have access to the piping itself to do the bypass. And that's where we actually try cleaning up the pipe with the back. So we have always reached all the way from that square box into that center circle and got wedged.
So while we're doing this, how are we getting how stuff moving?
Bypassing.
So that's going to hold
the
manhole.
Cones, yep,
and then you're just sending it down the road to the next lift station.
Correct. So it connects right to that valve box right there in the center, and that basically flips things into the next lift station.
I think this is one lift station I've actually never been physically on.
It's really small.
Well,
it's not bad. It's actually
most of them you don't even know they're there. Like the one on the corner of Cabrillo, and you know what I mean?
Yeah,
a few things.
Yeah.
We don't even, even the one going towards my house, you don't really, notice it only because it's fenced off, but the one down at Starboard, you don't hardly even notice it, you know?
Unless you're walking.
This is a big lot for what's the building for?
That's where your control panels are. Howard or SCADA operates it.
Okay, and from here it goes to Slifer.
Eventually, the next station will be Village 3. This is
we're at the lakes right now, or we're at the lakes?
You're the farthest part of the lakes.
Almost to the school.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. By the back gate.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. I got to get my bearings.
No, all good.
That's all right. That's the same village for lift station. It's just showing the ballot box
and
the bypass.
Yeah. So where are we in the process now?
It's pretty much finishing up. About to move on over to Village 2, which is in Lakeshore.
No disruption in service.
Correct. Bypass runs smooth.
Bypass works fine. No spills. No nothing. Oh man, I know she's been knocking on wood all day long with my mouse.
Correct. None of that stuff is taking place.
Okay.
WR4 is doing a pretty dang good job keeping everything running smoothly.
We should be done with that soon.
For Village 4, yes. Moving on to Village 2.
All right.
Excellent.
Next.
This is your well 8 that's under construction currently. This is out in Fantages.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be the hybrid. This is your treatment plant. You're basically on-demand well treatment facility. No storage tanks. You're going to have that brown portion is your backwash tank. That cylinder is your filter.
Okay. So that's the first right-hand turn after you come in the off of Timber Point and then go all the way to the end.
All
that's
into
that
corner. The south.
So don't we have a pond there, don't we?
Yes,
over here, further off the chart.
In fact, if you look to the how does that show up?
What are those
retention basins?
What are they?
Retention basins.
Retention basin. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. We have a retention basin. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, because that's the end of that road, too. Oh, that's the retention basin right there. Yeah, I see it. Yeah. Okay.
So that's well 8. That's currently in progress.
Okay.
It should be finished in about a year from now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The contract's up roughly February next year, but we're having some PG&E issues, which is probably going to extend.
There's another one you don't want
to
have.
Whoa.
Contract.
Sure. So what more is coming onto the site? It's not there. That the big white tank is your fill. Is your what happened? You break it? The big that's the filter, right?
Yes, that large cylinder white
filter?
Tank. That is
okay.
The filter.
Is there going to be a back flow washout tank?
There's going to be a backwash tank, which is that cylinder basin you see.
Is there a storage tank? We don't store anything, we just pump it out right away, it just goes, and it's on or it's off.
Yep.
Okay. That's pretty much the footprint then I'm looking at then. Nothing more is being added. Except structure.
You're gonna have a building, you're gonna have a backwash tank, the building is gonna be just like what you saw.
We need a building for chlorination and all that kind of stuff, right?
PLC. Yep.
Okay.
Power.
Well, it looks good, guys.
Yep.
Next page you'll see. Well 5. That's what well 5 looks like.
Yes, I've been there.
That's well 5 and well 5A.
Okay.
I've been there.
And what
this
is
this,
what
this
is the street right
waiting
behind
to be kicked off? This thing is going to be demoed out, abandoned.
Are we done with the buildings?
Oh, okay.
Are we done with the what?
The buildings?
Yeah, we've done. Yeah, they're pointless. They're useless.
What's it going to be? Just a flat,
asphalt parking lot used for storage for emergency equipment.
You can put some equipment there if we need to or whatever.
Yep.
Great. Where's my RV? Oh, I'm just kidding. just for the record, I don't own an RV. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just in case.
So right now this is the beforehand. This is what it looks like currently. It is currently in PG&E scans waiting for their approval to come out and just disconnect their meter, which is taking some time.
Based on the motorcycle in the car, I'm assuming that's somebody's backyard right there.
Yes.
And then the rest of it's storage.
So I took a picture from this angle.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, this is the storage facility up there, right? And this is brand new lift station P on Wild and Bradbury out in Cantages. So this thing's pretty much complete. There's some very minor checked-off items, but we have the keys. It operates. It's operations. The generator there in the back.
Is that a boat ramp?
If it is, it's not ours. In the back?
Go back to the other picture.
It might be to fix any.
Yeah, that's theirs to fix the aerators and stuff. Yeah, that's gonna be the HOA.
So kind of like what we have over at Plant One, or well, one, kind of just an access program.
Right.
Okay.
But that's gonna be closed off to the public. That's strictly gonna be for maintenance of the lake.
Where does it, so you're collecting from Pantages to this gravity feed to here? And you're lifting it and sending it where?
Slifer. Newport. Village One, 31.
Yeah, is it capable of, because now you're adding another 63 homes coming from the other direction too.
Yes.
It's capable of handling.
We definitely reached out to engineering to see if they can handle the flow, and they agree with the channel.
Too late.
They signed off on it. We can hold them to it if it doesn't, but we still have capacity.
I'm with you. It's really, in the grand scheme, there's probably 1,800 homes connected to it now, or 1,600 homes connected to it now, and you're only adding another 350 or something.
Right. We did look at adding the 63 homes to Lift Station R, which is further south on Newport, and it's pretty much at max capacity. We can't put more people on the Lift Station R. It's too small.
Further
south.
North. What?
South.
So near the Newport water treatment?
Yeah.
Yes.
What
just
side of the street is it on?
That same side.
Huh?
Same side. West side of that street. You drive right past it, you won't see it.
Yeah. That's what I have, and I didn't.
Yep.
Okay.
It's
cool.
It's
I love pictures.
It's brown.
Yeah, this
it's
is good.
The ground.
I love pictures.
Good. So you can continue going through the photo right there.
And so we got a drone shot of this one too?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty clean looking lift station.
And when does this become functional?
It's functional now. They'll be coming, the parcel is, that's what they're working on now, Mike Yarocka, and the developer's working out all the legal things to bring taking over this parcel. And
so, where's Timber?
Right now we're on Bagbury and Wild.
Go back. Go back further. There. Where's Point of Timber Road from here?
If you know it.
To the left.
Here's about where the pump station is, but here there's Point of Timber.
Yeah.
Wait.
Right about here.
The lift station's right there?
Yeah.
Do you remember where Wild
was
just
a
dead end?
Well, we don't see obviously the first
time.
Maybe you see a galvanized dead end
road
sign or
something.
Barrier.
Yeah.
Okay.
You continue right. Going straight and you hit this.
Okay.
I got you. I got to just get pumped over here.
Will our tour include this?
Over here,
sir. You want to see water, you want to see wastewater, we'll take you back to it.
God.
Okay, I got you.
Very exciting.
Sorry, just getting my bearings. Is that a gated community?
No, it is an HOA.
So, that would conclude your updates.
Mm-hmm.
For the current projects.
Let me go back. Okay, discussion and possible action. The available scope group is in this group. Okay, let me just briefly read this executive summary here. Just give me a second.
Yep.
Okay. We've talked about this as an amendment to the Burwood contract, correct?
So we updated every on an annual basis.
Right.
Every to start the new fiscal year, and that's not 2 seats on the for general services. Obviously, we do separate contracts for projects.
Right.
For this, yeah.
So this is an increase to this general service contract of not to exceed what?
$75,000.
Yes, I get that. And I remember you and I discussed this. All right, so, do you have any questions about that discussion item?
No, I'm good.
Okay. In that case, I think that the committee would like to recommend. recommend to the board that they approve staff's recommendation
Yes.
on that, because it's necessary for us, especially with the growth that we're experiencing, and also, you know, we're attaching things just
mm-hmm.
here and there. So.
And this is on the consent calendar for tonight's.
Mm-hmm.
Just on the consent calendar.
Yes.
Well, on achievement.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah.
All good.
Okay. Well, in that case, we have a motion. No, but in that case, we definitely approve.
Yes,
and if it's
do.
Questioned, we highly recommend that.
That we, yes.
All right, so moving on to nothing. We will rely again on staff to provide future agenda items, unless you have something that you want to...
No, I don't, actually.
...put on that. In that case, I will adjourn the meeting.